living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away, and even Paris and Rome, and I want to go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people I still feel alone, and I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go. Back home. Let me go home. It'll all be all right. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Details just revealed this morning on trade talks between the U.S. and China. President Trump saying that the United States will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China in a deal that sets tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the U.S. at 55%. The president doubling down on his decision to send the National Guard into Los Angeles against the wishes of state and local officials. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Despite objections from the governor, who says he doesn't need the federal presence and doesn't want them there, the president adamant they're needed to stop what he calls an invasion, speaking to troops at Fort Bragg.
They're stopping an invasion just like you'd stop an invasion.
There are now more U.S. troops in Los Angeles than in Iraq and Syria.
In Los Angeles, a curfew is in effect for another half hour or so in a 1 square mile area of downtown following days of protests against Trump-imposed ICE immigration raids. This is ABC News. Authorities in New York unsealing charges against a 20-year-old Pakistani national who they think was plotting a coordinated attack on a Jewish community center in Brooklyn using AR-15-style rifles. Police claim the man was working in the name of ISIS. In Austria, a three-day mourning period has been declared following the shooting that left 9 high school students and 1 teacher dead. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is there and says the attack came as somewhat of a surprise.
In Austria, gun ownership is so relatively high and they have relatively relaxed laws, but they are complete strangers to mass shootings. And I asked one of the students I spoke to after the memorial service, do you think this will open up the debate here in Austria about gun ownership? And she said she didn't think so. She thought actually what the debate will really focus on in the aftermath of this horrific attack is mental health.
Police found what they say was a goodbye note in the gunman's home after he died by suicide following the attack. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The National Weather Service is warning of severe staffing shortages in Wisconsin and that none of their offices in the state have a chief meteorologist. The agency has 3 offices covering a majority of the state, with the Northwest region covered by offices in Minneapolis and Duluth. Due to federal cuts under the Trump administration, the remaining offices have also cut some of their services like balloon launches. The cuts come as Wisconsin sees more tornadoes than usual, having already nearly hit the average of 23 that the state sees in a year, and June and July are the most active months for them to occur here. Saturday, June 28th, over at the Westwood Golf Course in Phillips, it's the 20th Annual Masonic Scholarship Golf Outing. It's 2-person scramble with 2 divisions, scratch and handicap, $120 per team includes a buffet lunch, green fees not included. Each division first place is $150, second place is $100, and third place is $75. And there's prizes on every hole. You can get $500 cash prizes on hole 5, $10,000 hole in 1 cash prizes on hole 9, and remember, it's a 1 p.m. lineup with a 1:30 p.m. shotgun start. You can make golf reservations at Westwood. Sign up at Westwood 715-339-3600. The rain date is Sunday, June 29th. Proceeds will go to the College Scholarship Program. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 28th, over at Westwood Golf Course in Phillips. There are three different dates we can consider the start to summer. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
The unofficial start to summer was Memorial Day weekend. It's typically when pools and beaches open up for the season as the heat starts to rise and the days last longer. Now, the meteorological start to summer starts on Sunday, June 1st. It includes the months of June, July, and August. And the season timing is a bit different and runs by the calendar. It's done that way so it's easier to keep track of data and changes to the climate. And the astronomical start to the summer lands on June 20th. This marks the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. It will have the most hours of daylight out of all 365 days. After that, the hours of sunlight start to get shorter. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
When it comes to reliable service and hometown values, Marthaler Chevrolet of Manapa stands out. They offer full synthetic oil changes for just $49.95 every day. It's easy to keep your vehicle running like new with their friendly service and honest advice. Shoppers can check out a great selection of new 2025 models on the lot. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at manapacars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business.
The Brewers battle back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a victory last night 4-1 to even their series with the Braves at one game apiece. The rubber match today. The homestand continues tomorrow night when the crew hosts the St. Louis Cardinals. NFL at the Packers minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love was asked for his reaction to the team releasing Jair Alexander.
It's a tough one. You know, it's really tough losing a player Jair's caliber and someone that has been here since I got here. I've got nothing but love for Jair. Love my time being able to play with him, play against him every day. You know, he's a guy that made me better going against him, and we talk after practice a good amount just on what he's seeing with me, and you know, someone who definitely believed in me from the get-go when I got my opportunity.
NBA Finals tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers and the Thunder tied at one game apiece.
You know, I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games. We can do a lot better job and see if we can get better, you know, going into game three.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Well, the state boys golf tournament wrapped up yesterday. Prentice, 2 18 whole days, Monday and Tuesday at University Ridge, and they finished fourth place out of the eight teams, a very respectable performance by Coach Haken and the boys. They finished with a total of 678. Durand, Arkansas, won it with a total of 651. Maddie Haken led the way for the Prentice boys as he carded a 77 on the front, 80 on the back. And Maddie finished in fifth to lead the way for Prentice at the state golf tournament in Madison the last couple of days.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation recently announced its Conservationist of the Year awards. I'll tell you about some of the fine Badger State residents they chose when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. At its recent annual banquet, the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation named Lisa Kardash its Conservationist of the Year. A 25-year DNR veteran and a senior wildlife biologist, Kardash has long been at the forefront of the state's conservation efforts. She's responsible for all wildlife management programs in Wood and Portage counties, and she also manages the Buena Vista Wildlife Area in Portage County, which shelters roughly two-thirds of the state's remaining prairie chickens. The group also named Lillian Rack the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Youth Conservationist of the Year. The group says that since joining the Youth Conservation Congress, Rack has become a standout voice, sharing her experiences, knowledge, and passions in ways that inspire peers and mentors alike. Other award recipients included Dan Butkus, the Water Conservationist of the Year, Kurt Rollman, the Wildlife Conservationist of the Year, Jim Lemke, Land Conservationist of the Year, and Laura Schulte, Conservation Communicator of the Year. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather. We are going to have a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight, 48 the low. Tomorrow, some of the morning scattered showers in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up or your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they're making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up or your face. Okay, let's try it really big. So bad. Hey! It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Okay, one more time for mama, everybody. What's the matter, you? Hey! Got no respect. Hey! What do you think you do? Hey! Why you look so sad? Hey! It's a not so bad. Hey! It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
Just like that, another edition of Reality Radio begins at 8:15. Joel here. We've got a lot of guests coming in here today. We have... We have a little YMCA talk later on the 9 o'clock hour. Get you a monthly update on the latest from our Flambeau River YMCA. Mr. Patterson will be in, put a wrap on the Schwamigan High School sports season, and we will test his baseball knowledge once again, which he usually wins at. St. Croix Rods, big event coming up with their yearly customer appreciation and open house. We'll chat about that. Also, all the Fifield Lions have their big event Saturday. Big G will be talking about that. Ken and Catawba with their big Lumberman's Day celebration going on this weekend, like 58 years they've been doing that. And speaking about that part of the neck of the woods, let's talk a little Baders. Baders Sports Center. We've got Craig in from Baders to chat about that. Morning, Craig. How
are
we doing?
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, Baders has a little bit of a history from down in that area, right?
Oh, yeah. They've been around for a long, long time.
Long, long time. 1888, you were telling me.
Yep.
The store initially opened down in what city was it in initially?
Well, Catawba. The Ken and Catawba area.
Ken and Catawba, right. 1888.
Yeah, been around a long, long time.
Yeah, now, of course, located right next to Pick and Save in Phillips. The technology of hunting and stuff like that has changed just a little bit.
Yeah, a wee bit.
Since back then.
Yep.
But I think with a combination of maybe there not being as many animals and the combination of the technology, it's still hunting. It's still a challenge.
Yeah, very much of a challenge. So if they... if it were any easier, it would be called killing and not hunting, but
yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Baders, of course, has everything you need, and we're kind of in that tweener season right now where, you know, the hardcore hunters, the bow hunters and the deer hunters in the fall and the winter are starting to think about it because it's, you know, it's middle of June, so they're starting to think about it a little bit, right?
Right, and, yeah, I know fishing is still the big thing right now, still early in the season, but guys are starting to think about the upcoming, especially archery season, starting to bring some bows in to get them tuned up, get them ready for the practice sessions leading up to the hunting season. Guys are coming in looking at, well, everybody's coming in looking at guns lately, but and we've got a big gun promotion going on down there right now. I heard the ad for it right before the 8 o'clock hour, so invite people, come on down, take a look at what we've got. We've got a really good selection, whether you're into bird hunting, deer hunting, just target shooting. Got what you need.
And you have new ones and some consignment stuff too, right?
Right. We've got a really nice selection of consignment guns, shotguns, some rifles, some really old-time military weapons from back in the day. So come on down, check that out.
All right. Baders Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips. All the ammo, everything you need to make the hunt, I'm not going to say a successful one, but at least you'll be ready for it anyway.
Well, if you're out in the woods, it's a successful hunt.
Go.
It's when I was doing a lot of hunting, if I got a deer, it was gravy. It was just nice being out in the woods.
Exactly. Well, everything you need, not just hunting, of course. It's a camping season. It's the glamping season.
Right.
And people are hitting the area campgrounds, and you guys... they don't have to travel hours away. If they forgot something, you've got it right here.
Nope, got it right there. I've noticed with the little bit warmer weather and the wetter weather, mosquitoes are getting thick. We've got insect spray. We've got the thermocell. So when you're sitting around the campfire or just sitting out on the back patio, we can keep those skeeters away from you.
All right, everything at Baders. I was looking at here, 1888, the first year that Baders was opened out in the Ken and Catawba area, was the beginning of kind of an industrial revolution. It was the year that the paper drinking straw was invented in 1888.
Wow.
We'll figure it out. Wonder if the Baders family had something to do with that, maybe. was involved in that. It was kind of the beginning of, like you said, an industrial revolution and technology. It was really a year, and that was the year that Baders first opened their doors, 45, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, continuing the tradition.
And we've got, in the store, we've got pictures of the founders of Baders and what the original store looked like. And if anybody's interested, we'd be happy to show them to you. It's a really neat little piece of history. So.
The oldest family-run business in what?
Price County, and it's one of the older ones, I would think, in the state.
Would struggle to find any that has continuous runs from 1888.
All in the same family.
Maybe a couple of Medicine Wagon guys that are still pulling that around, maybe. Well, let's talk a little bit about regulations, because there's always a few tweaks and changes that the DNR likes to throw our way, and a few things for the deer season, right?
Right. In the past, this is the first year now, they've changed things up for basically all of Wisconsin north of Highway 64. As far as the antlerless permits, we don't have numbers. We don't have a date that they're going to be going on sale. But the big thing right now is it was divided or allotted by county. This year they've changed things up. They went back to kind of the old system. Around here we had zones 29A, 29B. Kind of gone back to that system.
Kind of understandable, I guess, because if you go from North Price County to South Price County, it's a big difference.
There's a huge difference.
Yeah,
a lot more farmland.
So dividing that up may be a better way to kind of control the herd and make. I guess I get that a little bit, right?
I do too.
Kind of a pain in the butt for you guys.
It was nice. They come in. They want a bonus permit for Price County. It was good throughout the county. Now you pretty much got to know exactly where you're hunting in order to get a bonus permit.
Yeah, make sure you're not crossing over into whatever.
Right. Kind of back the old days, 30, 40 years ago, I remember putting in for a doe tag, and boy, you better know exactly where you're hunting.
Yeah, the north of 64 thing hits home for me, because when I hunted as a child, we lived about 7-8 miles south of 64. So north of 64 was rifle, south of 64 was shotgun. You could not shoot a rifle south of 64 just because of the proximity of the houses and stuff like that.
Right.
So we were always I grew up shotgun, single. The first deer I ever got was a single shot shotgun.
I've never hunted with a shotgun. I've always been a rifle hunter, but yeah, I remember the days where it was pretty well divided. You shotgun or rifle, and that was that. If you got caught with a rifle down in shotgun area, you had a lot of splaining to do.
Yeah. So people need to pay attention, because, like you said, the numbers are not out yet with this, but we've seen in the past, of course, once you get up into Iron County and Ashland, they've limited the doe pit permits up there a lot, so we'll kind of see what happens. I think Iron County is still going to be doeless, right? Probably, or not sure.
That would be my best guess. Ashland might be reduced numbers. All depends on the zone. Southern Ashland County may have more permits. The farther north you get, I think the wolves are taking out some deer up that way.
Yeah, so we've had quite a few in Price County in the past, but that may be divided up into segments or sections now, right? Instead of just saying like 5,000 for the county.
Right.
Divided up now, possibly.
Yeah. Again, we don't have numbers as of yet. The tag should be going on sale. It's usually about the first Monday closest to the middle of August. Usually about August 1, we'll see numbers and when exactly they're going on sale.
Fun time of the year for people who have farms, or it doesn't matter if you're in the city or the country anymore, because the deer are everywhere. I live on 3rd Avenue here in Park Falls, and a little baby fawn was following mom across the road just 3 days ago, barely could walk. So the deer are being born, they're being dropped by the mamas.
Right. I haven't seen a whole lot of fawns out by me yet. Of course, I got a lot of wooded area around me, so I'm sure they're hiding the babies pretty good. But
Exactly. So fun time of the year to see those fawns. So keep that in mind when you're driving. We always are cautious, of course, when you see one deer. But keep in mind that there may be a slow-moving little baby following mama around, so be very careful.
Exactly, and it's horrible to see, but unfortunately they do get hit.
Yeah, exactly. And I travel a lot from here to the Eau Claire Menominee area. My mom lives down there, and I'll travel from Menominee all the way up through Cadott and all the way up even to Ladysmith. When I get north of Ladysmith, hit Ojibwa in winter, that's when the petting zoo opens right there. The deer count from that area north is so much crazier than down in the Menominee and Eau Claire area. It's something else.
Right. Well, I live in the central part of Price County here, and there's a huge difference between, you know, even just coming up here. I see a lot of deer down by me get up here. Not so many, but again, we've got a lot more farm acreage down by me, and you know, the alfalfa's growing really good. I see a lot of deer in the alfalfa fields.
Yeah.
The corn's starting to come up, which I'm sure is not making the farmers real happy, but they're out picking away at those little baby corn plants.
All right, so let's talk about the store itself, because Bader's always, you guys always have some flash sales going on and always moving a few things, so people should pay attention on Facebook and the website too, right?
Absolutely. Again, Kim does a really good job of keeping Facebook updates freshened up every couple days, so check that out. I know right now we've got Nebo flashlights. Those are a big seller up here.
Those are nice. Those are nice.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got those going on sale. Just about anything you need to light up your world.
BaderSportsCenter.com is the website, or go to their Facebook page, Bader Sports Center, and follow it on there, because if you enjoy anything with the Northwoods, which you probably do if you live up here, all kinds of different sales and stuff, and everything, like we mentioned before, from a person who just likes to walk through the woods, you don't even like to hunt or whatever, to the hardcore hunter, everything in between, you guys got them for them.
Exactly, and it's kind of refreshing. We're starting to see a lot more women come into the store, because we do have stuff for the lady folk, and not saying, I don't want to sound sexist, that women don't hunt or fish, because they do, and some of them are very good at it.
Right.
But we do have, you know, a few of the more feminine things, if you want to say, candles and that kind of thing, as well as, shotguns, rifles, fishing equipment. So
yeah, the outdoor gear. You want to look stylishly fashionable and still be in the outdoors. There you go. Nothing says stylish in the outdoors like camouflage, right?
Right. Yeah, that's the way to go.
BaderSportsCenter.com. All your fishing, hunting licenses also at Bader's. So the fishing season really getting cranked up. I think people are getting excited about it. Lakes are starting to warm up here pretty good.
Yep, and I'm hearing some good things, especially from the guys that are out, and girls, that are out doing the panfish thing, catching some nice crappies. I've seen some really nice pictures of bluegills that guys are catching, so that's always encouraging. Get the kids out fishing. Keep them occupied. Bluegills are the go-to fish to keep a kid interested in fishing, because they're always there to bite anything you throw in the water.
Bobber's always bouncing with those bluegills, isn't it?
Yep.
Nothing quite like it. So everything you need, all the baits and all the stuff to make it happen there at Bader Sports Center, right on Highway 13. They're located right next to Pick and Save, of course. All right, you going to go fishing today? What are you going to do?
I got some of the honeydew list things to do yet.
Craig's semi-retired. Looks like the retired bar may whip to cross that off the list. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, and there's one other thing. I know they've got Phillips kind of torn up with the road repair, curbing and all that.
Right.
But we still have, you know, the big parking lot there, so you're coming up here or just driving around to get out on the lake, we do have room to park your truck and trailer with your boat on. Come on in. The entrance is a little chewed up, but it's not horrible. But there is the construction is really affecting a lot of the downtown area.
Yeah, and they just got to be a little bit creative, go back on the Avon area, sneak into the back way or whatever you need to do on that, because it's just going to kind of be a daily thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It could be good one day, and the next day all of a sudden there's a cement eater out there, right, chopping away at the and it needs to be done. It'll be wonderful when it's all done.
It'll be great when it's all done, but right now it's a little messy, but don't be afraid of it. Come on in. We'll find a spot to park you.
Yeah, if you can't get in there, just bring your pole with, call Baiters, and just cast your line toward Baiters. They'll hook whatever you want on there, and then you just reel it in, all right?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll make it work. All right, Craig, always good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Thanks for coming in. BatersSportsCenter.com. Be sure to follow Baiters Sports Center on Facebook. Baiters right next to Pick and Save, Highway 13 in Phillips, since 1888.
98Q Country Scotty Summers Statewide Text to Win Contest is powered by Northwoods Realty, where your home is more than walls. It's where life happens. Buying, selling, or renting, they've got over 60 vacation options. Live here. Stay here. Visit northwoodswi.com.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Details just revealed this morning on trade talks between the U.S. and China. President Trump saying that the United States will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China in a deal that sets tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the U.S. at 55%. The president doubling down on his decision to send the National Guard into Los Angeles against the wishes of state and local officials. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Despite objections from the governor, who says he doesn't need the federal presence and doesn't want them there, the president adamant they're needed to stop what he calls an invasion. Speaking to troops at Fort Bragg.
They're stopping an invasion just like you'd stop an invasion.
There are now more U.S. troops in Los Angeles than in Iraq and Syria.
In Los Angeles, a curfew is in effect for another half hour or so in a 1 square mile area of downtown following days of protests against Trump-imposed ICE immigration raids. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. We've seen a surge in ER visits for tick bites over the last week or so. According to the Department of Health Services, the number of hospital visits for tick bites has doubled from the start of May to the start of June. We're seeing more this year than the same time last year, too. Unsurprisingly, a lot of these tick bites are concentrated in the Northwoods. Over in southern Wisconsin, there have been fewer tick bite ER visits than we're seeing statewide, and the best way to prevent tick bites is to wear bug spray, cover as much skin as you can with your clothes, and do tick checks after you've been in wooded areas with tall grass or brush. Remember, ticks have also been known to drop from trees, so even if you haven't been near what you think is tall grass, always check yourself if you've been outside. The northern region of the state peaked between May 19th and May 25th with a rate of 279 ER visits for tick bites per 10,000 visits. Sunday, June 15th, it's a Father's Day picnic and auction sponsored by Most Precious Blood Men's Holy Name Society. This will be taking place in Marion Park over in Glidden with Mass at 11 a.m. and the auction starting at 12:15 p.m. The first prize raffle will get $250, followed by four prizes of $100, four prizes of $50, and four prizes of $25, plus many more prizes. Tickets, food, and drinks are also available on site. Everyone is welcome. Once again, it's taking place Sunday, June 15th, over at Marion Park in Glidden. The budget battle continues. So far, the Joint Finance Committee hasn't gotten to the most contentious points of the budget plan, tax cuts and education spending. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce emphasized that education is their main priority.
Things that we've heard over and over for years are what our taxpayers and voters in every corner of the state want funded, namely our kids' education, not just public K-12, although that's important, but also childcare, early childhood education, also the universities of Wisconsin and public higher education. Now, Republicans have made it clear that tax cuts benefiting the wealthiest are their top priority, both here and in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Republicans had other priorities in the Tuesday meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, including food inspection and safety. Co-chair, Republican State Senator Howard Markline.
In the Division of Animal Health, we're going to be adding three positions in that part of DADCAP. Concern there is that disease outbreaks are becoming more frequent, and we want to be prepared in the event of an outbreak.
Lawmakers also approved money for youth apprenticeship programs, workforce training grants, and for the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is building a new museum on the Capitol Square. Republicans say they're still on schedule to finish the budget by the end of the month. That's the deadline to get it all done and signed, or spending levels for municipalities, schools, and programs will remain the same. But even once they're done, the governor has the power to veto the budget or use Wisconsin's unique line item veto like he's done before. The Joint Finance Committee meets again tomorrow. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Burain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A couple of quick birthdays. Dan Koshak. Dan celebrating a birthday today. Dan, happy birthday to you. Family called that in. And to Karen Ambrose, who is celebrating a birthday also today. Karen, happy birthday to you, both of you, and for the cake drawing on Friday. We'll get to some celebrity birthdays a little bit later on, but right now we'll talk a little Shawamigan High School sports. Our high school athletic director, Darren Patterson. Good morning, Mr. Patterson.
Hey, good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. Hopefully you've had a chance to sleep in a couple of days with the kid with summer vacation here a little bit. Relax, I hope.
No, my kids get up. But I don't know. Everyone has a different definition of what sleeping in is. But we're usually up at the crack of dawn, so that's just what we do. We're up early.
All right, we're going to bookend a couple of Brewer players here. This guy, if you get this one with this information I give you, I'll be amazed. This guy spent a lot of time in the minor leagues from like 1979 to 1988, all minor league stuff. He was with the Rangers, and then he was with the Brewers for only a year. He only had two wins. He was 2-2. He pitched 61 innings for the Brewers in 1989. He's from Havana, Cuba, a lefty.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one out of the gate, sir. All right, I got to think about this. You said 1989, a lefty.
A lefty.
He hung around in the minors for most of his career, professional career.
Right, right.
And he was from where?
Havana, Cuba.
A lefty. Yeah. How many appearances did he have for the Brewers in 89?
61 innings. He went 2-2. I would expect that's probably long relief, I would guess.
When I think of lefties for the Brewers in that time frame, I think of like a guy named Billy Kruger, who was not the same who it is. I don't know.
I'll give you the initials. T.F. T.F.
T.F.
T as in Tom, F. It's not Tom, but T.F.
Yeah.
This is a hard one.
Yeah, it is. I honestly don't know.
Tony Fossis.
Oh, I know Tony Fossis. His nickname was the Mechanic.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So he was kind of like just this junk ball guy. They call him Mechanic. And he could come into the games, and it didn't matter the situation or jam. He was like a mechanic who was going to fix the problem on the field, I guess. But
yeah.
T.F. Boy, that was a good one. That was really good, Joel.
Yeah, all right. We'll bookend the other side. Well, we wrapped up another season of sports. Let's talk about the baseball team. A little bit disappointing for Coach Herbst. They knew that would be a tough game up at Maple Northwestern, and they just couldn't quite put together enough offense to get that one.
No. We only scored one run in the game, unfortunately. And you don't want to say that was our weak link of the season, but we did know at times during the season that manufacturing runs could be an issue for us. But you got to give our kids some credit. They didn't quit. They hung in there to the bitter end of the game. I think it was called in six innings, if I'm not mistaken. But we tried to give it a go. Northwestern's a really good team. They ended up, I believe, losing to Spooner, who then lost to Barron. And Barron came out of that sectional and made it to state. But all in all, we're very pleased with our baseball season. We saw tremendous improvement from the year before. We finished over 500 this season. So when you collectively look at the season from how it progressed, we're very pleased with our season, and certainly a tip of the cap to everyone involved in our baseball program, and certainly our seniors that we have playing this year. Thank you to them as well.
All right, let's switch over to softball. They had a tough battle against Hurley. We may have mentioned this the last time we talked. I'm not sure. But that, again, very competitive game with Hurley. But Hurley just was just a little bit better in that tournament game.
They were. They were the better team on that given day. And they earned the right to advance to the next round. But, we're again, softball, I'm going to kind of piggyback what I just said to you about baseball. you know, we did have a winning season with them, and, you know, so we feel good about that. And, you know, we are going to lose a few key players, so our tippy cap to those seniors on that team as well. But we do have some nice, exciting players that will be returning next year. And, you know, and that old saying, next man up, that's how the softball will be too. So we'll have new girls fill in the new spots, and hopefully we pick up where we next year where we left off this year.
All right. In track, we had a couple of athletes down in lacrosse, and both Jared and Haley represented us pretty well down there.
They did, and we're very proud of them. You know, Jared, I believe he ended up taking 12th in the long jump, and, you know, that was an event that he just started up about a month ago, as we talked about in prior weeks. But, you know, that long jump is a tricky event, too, because, you know, everyone is pushing an inch here, inch there. There's not much difference, really, between, say, you know, jumpers 5 through 10 or whatever, or jumpers 7 to where Jared kind of was. So he's got a lot to build on. He'll be a senior next year for us, and he's only going to get better now that he's kind of found this event. So we're excited what he can do. And for Haley, you know, I do want to say this about Haley. She had a really bad case of pneumonia about a month ago. And, you know, pneumonia is tough for anyone, athlete or not athlete, but especially a distance runner where you need so much endurance. And, you know, it kind of knocked her socks off for a little bit. So we're so tickled pink that she was able to kind of come back and round up into shape at the end of the year. And, you know, when she was going into that sectional race for the 1600, which she qualified for state in, she was seated eighth in her sectional field. So her just getting this state was outstanding. She's a freshman. And just getting her on the track, she did end up taking 17th, but just getting her down at track or at state track and getting her that experience, we know that's going to pay off for her big time in the years to come. We're pretty confident, Joel, that won't be our last time at state track.
Yeah, freshman. So the off season is on, of course, and we always encourage those athletes, any students who are listening, to get out and utilize that weight room, right? Get into the weight room. Off season is where muscles are built, right, Coach?
Absolutely. And we have a little core group of some high school kids I've been noticing up here in the facility this summer. But, you know, you got to stay busy and keep working your body. And we know a lot of kids have jobs and what have you, and that's great and stuff. But you got to kind of stay the course and kind of refine your skills. And, you know, all I can say is the teams that bring hardware, that win conference championships or, you know, make deep tournament runs or even make the state, they're basically student athletes year-round. So, you know, if you want to play with the big boys or big girls, whatever you want to say, you got to be willing to put in some time to pick up your craft, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of leagues, volleyball, basketball, and stuff like that going on. All right, before we let you go, I know you're with the kids that are doing basketball. You should get this one. I'm not going to give you much because I think this is a fairly easy one. All right, this guy played 1 year with the Brewers in 1990. 1 year, he had 328 career home runs.
My first thought goes to a guy named the Cobra, Dave Parker.
You got it, Dave Parker. We are family. Yeah, he was with the Pirates during that run in the 70s. I forgot that. I saw the card, and I'm like, this is a misprint. He wasn't with the Brewers, but just 1 year with the crew.
Yeah, so a little backstory to that, and you're going to think I'm a real nerd that I know all these little things. The Brewers had a young infielder at that time named Gary Sheffield. People forget that. Yeah. Gary Sheffield, who a Hall of Famer, had bounced around with a lot of teams a little bit, but he was as good of a prospect as there was. But he just was an unhappy person to play, I guess, starting his career in Milwaukee. And he kind of had talked about the Brewers front office not treating him well and what have you. So Dave Parker essentially was brought in to be a mentor to Gary Sheffield. And and maybe it was for that 90 season, but once Parker left after 90, I think Sheffield was only with the Brewers one more year. But yeah, he was kind of brought in to kind of mentor and kind of help him along, hoping that, you know, Sheffield would want to be here long term.
Yeah, 21 dingers in 1990 for Dave Parker with the crew. I'm not sure if that was the only year. He might have played another year after that, but 90 is what this card is from. So,
okay, yeah.
All right. Well, give me a little. You were doing a little basketball with your young daughters there, and they want to do a little something, right?
Yeah, we got about 35 girls up in our gym right now.
Nice.
Jolie, they're from kindergarten to fifth grade, and we meet every single weekday in the month of June. All and right. It's a committed group. We work on everything we possibly can to get better. And today is actually day three of it. So,
nice.
June 9th to June 27th, we're up here at the school from 8 to 9:30. And yesterday I brought out an old cheer for them. I don't know if you did this when you were in Boysville, but it's hip, hip.
Yeah.
And then they say, hooray. We're going to do it three times for you. Girls,
right.
You ready?
Here we go.
All right. Okay, so everyone in town's listening to you, okay? All right, here we go. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Hip, hip.
All right. Who needs a cup of coffee when you got that energy? That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, my eardrums are ringing a little bit.
Thank you, Darren. We appreciate you taking time. Enjoy the summer, okay? Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Joel.
You bet. High school athletic director Darren Patterson, a dad, too. Good stuff happening down there at the Shawamigan Gym. Good to hear from him. We're going to talk a little St. Croix Rods. Mr. Jeff Little is going to stop by in just a moment.
The Brewers battle back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a victory last night 4-1 to even their series with the Braves at one game apiece. The rubber match today. The homestand continues tomorrow night when the crew hosts the St. Louis Cardinals. NFL at the Packers minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love was asked for his reaction to the team releasing Jair Alexander.
It's a tough one. You know, it's really tough losing a player Jair's caliber and someone that has been here since I got here. Got nothing but love for Jair. Love my time being play with him, play against him every day. You know, he's a guy that made me better going against him. And we talk after practice a good amount just on what he's seeing with me. And, you know, someone who definitely believed in me from the get-go when I got my opportunity.
NBA Finals tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers and the Thunder tied at one game apiece.
You know, I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games. We can do a lot better job and see if we can get better, you know, going into game three.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
And the Prentice golf team wrapped up their run at state yesterday with a fourth place finish, as did Lakeland. You can check out a couple of photos that one of the coaches sent us and the results at 98qcountry.com under the sports tab to get all the complete golf results. We have Mr. Jeff Little in from St. Croix Rods. We got a big event coming up here at St. Croix. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How's it going today?
Good. Well, we can't just talk St. Croix Rods. We got to talk, you know, Brewers. We got to talk about what else you want to talk sports wise. What about your Brewers? What about
up and down? Up and down.
You never know what to expect, right?
They're above 500.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to suffer through all the injuries we've had. And I think they're doing just fine. They're in a little hitting slump there for a few games, but that happens throughout the year when you play 162.
Yeah, it seems like kind of a unique season where every single game you're like, we could win 15-0, we could lose 15-0. Neither one would surprise me.
Exactly. The great thing about that team, though, they're young and they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
They make some mistakes, but them young guys are fun to watch.
I like the way Coach Murphy coaches them. I think he's a terrific. Well, he was what, manager of the year last year, wasn't he?
Yes.
And our guy Mike Clemens that we talked to on Friday, he gets to hang out with him at games, and you know, he pulls reporters into his office, everybody crowded shoulder to shoulder like the old days. I can imagine cigar smoke.
Yep.
And they just talk baseball. That's it. That's what Pat Murphy is.
He's the best move we ever made. Nothing against Council. He was one of the best managers we've ever had. But
yeah.
Murph lets them kids, lets them go.
He does. He kind of lets them be their personnel. Yep. I mean, he reins it in, but he, yeah, he just kind of lets them play the game and have fun.
Yep. And, the manager's going to get scrutinized no matter what.
Yeah.
Here and there. But over 162 games, I'd rather have that guy.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. Let's talk a little customer appreciation coming up on the 21st. Is that right?
21st.
All right. At St. Croix Rods.
Customer Appreciation Day, St. Croix Rods. Now, this is the big one.
This is the day. This is the day, because I know a lot of the people that work there and stuff. This is the day that, I'm not going to say you guys dread it, but this is the day where you know you have to be there, and it's going to be absolutely nuts, right?
It is. And it's
fun, right?
And you don't dread it anymore because it's become such a fun event. Yeah, it's work.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of work leading up to
but
it.
But you're
there's
good at it now. I mean, you guys got it figured out, right?
We got it figured out, and it runs really smooth. It really does.
Tons of people that come out. So let's talk about some of the stuff that's happening, other than Big G being there, of course, that being the main attraction.
That is important.
Other than that,
what Big G!
We got to have him, right? Got to have him.
He'll be there broadcasting. Yes. Yes, sir.
We're going to have seminars again, like very similar to the ones we had at our week before opener of fishing.
Okay.
In April there. We're going to have Joel Nelson talking about panfish again, Brian Brosdahl about walleye. Pat Schlapper was not there in April. Pat Schlapper is one of our biggest pro staffers. He's on the bass circuit.
Okay.
And he recently won a bass elite tournament, which means that is the top level of bass fishing.
Whoa.
And he won one of those elite tournaments. So
if you want to know something about bass fishing,
get in there and talk to Pat Schlapper. He knows his stuff.
Yeah. All right.
And then, of course, we got Jimmy and Al Linder. Every year they come, and they're very interesting to talk to.
He's like royalty in the fish. Al Linder, isn't he?
These guys have been on TV for years.
And he did the radio way back when I started in radio. I'm not saying Al Linder's old, but I think he's got to be older than me. But I think he was doing radio segments way back when I started in radio.
Yeah, Al Linder is one of the big guys. I mean, he parks his boat out front, and there's a line for people that want to talk to him. And the good thing is, he'll sit there all day and talk to people.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yep.
That's a great get, all right?
You bet.
And what else we got going on?
What else? We got just a ton of rod and reel combos for sale, and a lot of this doesn't mean a lot to the average guy that just goes out and throws from shore, but we have our 7 branded reels. It's a St. Croix reel from start to fish, and the brand is called 7. Some of the rod reel combos are going to have our 7 reels on them.
From start to fish.
Start to fish. Perfect.
You just rolled through that, and I'm just like, that's a great, whoever thought of that line, I all right, hats off to you guys.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah. We got 10% off Daiwa reels. And then the UW fishing team is there every year. They do all the line winding.
So when
you buy a rod reel combo, you buy any reel there, you take it, you stand in line. Unfortunately, that does take a while. If you want to stand in line, they will put line on for you.
The UW fishing team.
UW Madison fishing team.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
They come up every year and they do all the line winding for us.
Pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Pretty cool.
You get to meet those guys.
Yeah.
Last year, we had a little issue. For some reason, we didn't get all of our apparel. Trust me, everyone, this year we have 3 times the amount of apparel we did last year. So whether you get there early or late, you're going to have a shot at getting some really good apparel, really good merch that's going to be real cheap. So a lot of shirts, a lot of t-shirts, hoodies, all that sort of hats, a lot of hats.
All right.
So
this is all on the 21st. So what time are we opening up the doors on the 21st?
We open at 7 a.m.
Okay.
And you come right through the front door where our retail store is, and we will funnel you to where all the great deals are.
Okay.
You bet.
All right. And it continues through what, mid-afternoon or so?
It goes to 3 o'clock. Right. Normally it goes a little longer than that. But
okay.
Yeah.
And your stuff inside, is there stuff outside too?
They're outside. Yeah, let's get to that. So outside, most of it's going to be inside.
Okay.
Outside is mainly, there's... some stuff going on for the kids. What is going on for the kids?
Oh, you could be a morning show host the way you prep. I like this.
Isn't that something?
I like it.
Yeah. But, mainly outside is your free brought lunch.
Yeah, okay.
There's a big tent where you get your free brought lunch.
Sure, okay. All right. And I'm sure all the information on this, probably they can just Google St. Croix Rods and
the website,
and it's all right there.
Yeah.
And you guys get people come from all over for this thing, don't you?
All over the world, actually.
It says not just local people.
No. There's people that fly in from Europe, anywhere,
really?
To come to this event.
Really? There's,
it ends up to be thousands of people.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's really neat, too, because you get to talk to all these people and find out about them a little bit and their background and why they came this far.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's a dangerous game to have an event that's this popular, this well attended, and then you throw Big G out there too.
Well,
I mean, I'm afraid we might need more police out there. We might need security.
And if I go stand next to him, then we're really going to need a lot of security.
Yes.
I mean, that's. But I don't want to take the main attraction away from our St. Croix anglers that are trying to enjoy the day, right?
But they're not going to let you cook this time? Are they going
to
No. They're not going to let you cook, okay?
No. Our great maintenance staff cooks all the brats.
Nice.
Yeah, no, to keep How me
did
out
that
of go? There.
That was a lot of fun.
Actually, it went really good.
I bet you had a lot of fun doing that.
We had a ton of fun. I found out real quick the adjustments we have to make for next year, but yeah, it went fine.
Live and learn. Live and learn. So St. Croix Rod's big customer appreciation, again, is the 21st. At the St. Croix Rods factory just north of Park Falls here.
And one more thing.
Yep.
There is a grand prize Northwoods fishing experience.
Okay.
So Lean Out at Northern Pines has donated a 2-night, 3-day stay at Lena's Northern Pines, but includes 1-day guided multi-species fishing trip with our own St. Croix Rod engineer, Gavin Falk.
Okay.
So that's the grand prize. So we will show you where to enter for all these prizes. We'll be giving away combos, assorted tackle for other prizes, but that's the grand prize.
All right. Very cool. All right. Always good to see you, Jeff. We'll be talking more about this. This is a week from Saturday, so you got time to prep for it and check your tackle box and see if you got everything you need and then make the list, and there you go.
And we'll be there.
And you'll be there. All right. Good to see you, Jeff.
Thanks, Joel.
Jeff Little out at St. Croix Rods joining us here on Reality Radio.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family. Learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to have a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight, 48 the low. Tomorrow, some of the morning scattered showers in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Well, birthday wishes. Barb Strand celebrated earlier in the week. Barb, happy belated to you, your friends here in Park Falls. Wishing you a happy birthday this week. If you're celebrating here on this 11th day of June, you share your day with a few other celebrities, such as Smilin' Jay McDowell, the XBR 549 bassist, is 55 today. Peter Dinklage, the TV and film actor, won a Golden Globe for Game of Thrones, and he is 56. I think he does stand-up comedy, too. He's pretty... He's kind of blue, but he can be funny. Interesting guy. Dr. Oz, the TV and radio host, is a real cardiac doctor, medical researcher, and college professor. He has been thrown around the political scene a little bit here in the last year or so. Dr. Oz is 65 today. Who else? Skip that one. Joe Montana. How old do you think Joe Montana is? For those of you who remember the legendary Pro Football Hall of Famer, San Francisco 49ers, has a couple Super Bowls, two or three, I think. Joe Montana is 69 today. He's almost RMD, required minimum distribution age, 69. Matt Krieger would be proud of that at Pioneer Financial. 69 for Joe Montana, greatest quarterback of all time, huh? Well, he was. When he retired, it goes generational is what it does. For that era, you couldn't get much better than him. He was the Tom Brady of that era. Not a great arm, but just always seemed to throw the ball where he should throw the ball. Donnie Van Zandt of 38 Special, and had a solo career too, is 73 today. Adrian Barbeau, after playing Rizzo in Grease on Broadway, the actress came to fame in TV's Maude and many others, 80 today for Adrian Barbeau. Let's see, Christina Crawford, Joan Crawford's embattled adopted daughter, got even with her best-selling book called Mommy Dearest, 86 for Christina Crawford today. Let's see here, Gene Wilder, You Get Nothing, Good Day, Sir. Gene Wilder from the original Willy Wonka, he did a lot of stuff, but he's always Willy Wonka to me. Jerome Soberman is his real name. We lost Gene Wilder back in 2016, and the one and only Vince Lombardi, the legendary Green Bay Packer coach. Even as a fan of the purple, or if you're a fan of the Bears, or if you're a fan of the Lions, you watch those old films of Lombardi and the Packers, and you just lower your head a little bit and you tip your cap. You have to the great Vince Lombardi, born on this day, 1913, passed in 1970.
Hey, it's Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. From homemade burgers to pork bellies to pizza to all-you-can-eat buffets, it's dining done right. Wednesdays, buy one pizza and get the second half off. Thursdays mean hearty German fare, pork schnitzel, sauerkraut, potatoes, and gravy plus soup and salad bar. Delivery's available Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Book your spring stay now at lenasnorthernpines.net. All roads lead to Lena's, your dinner destination in Butternut, or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. Northwoods Realty is your exclusive sponsor of the Summer Scotty Text to Win Contest on 98Q Country. Homes, cabins, condos, over 60 vacation rentals. Buy at rent